you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Oh, it's a brand new day. A lovely day at that. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Thursday. Yes, June 18th, just a few days from officially kicking off summer, right? June 21st, and of course, right around the corner, too, is Father's Day. So much to look forward to. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. In fact, I was so excited yesterday. We went out, my kids, we went out to dinner. They were in Salem. They've left early this morning on their way to trying to get all the way to Missoula, Montana, which is quite a drive. And last night, we went to a wonderful little restaurant here in Salem, and the waiter, his name was Sean. He did this incredible impression of Donald Duck, and I'm going to see if I can get him into the studio. Maybe he can help me do birthday greetings. He can do it in a fun little voice. Maybe you know Sean. He goes by Seanald Duck, I guess. And so that was my fun little adventure last evening, and it's so fun to get out and about and meet people, and it's fun to see that people are out and about here in Salem as we continue to see things moving and progressing and changing. Looking at the headlines, of course, we found out yesterday that governor is going to allow several counties to go into phase two. And it's exciting because it feels like we can move into some new areas like the movie theater and doing some things that we haven't been able to do. But there's a huge sigh and kind of a stirring in the pit of our stomach as there's some new requirements. And we're not quite sure because there's some communication about absolutely requiring a mask, but how that's going to be implemented and how that is really going to take effect. There were no details, and so we're going to continue to keep an eye and monitor that. But as we move forward, it seems like we get a little bit of liberty and freedom back, and then there's some more constraint and there's confusion. And so if that's where you're at this morning, that's kind of where I'm at, but I'm trying to keep it on the positive side. In fact, on my Facebook page, on my personal one, I put, where do you get your encouragement? And it's been fun. A lot of people are saying this and that and their faith and their family. And I might read through some of those. And I might just put that on our KSLM page, too. Let's keep our eyes focused on the things that bring us great encouragement. And, of course, phase two, I'm glad we're getting some freedoms and liberties. But we will continue to monitor what the constraints continue to be as we move forward. Also want to mention, we've kept our eye on this one, the unemployment. Most self-employed haven't received their benefits, and that's especially those that are gig workers. They say there's over 70,000 self-employed people in Oregon remaining unprocessed. And so you really want to keep track of your cell phone and any numbers and things, communication. If you're one of those folks, they're going to really try hard to get a hold of people. They've been doing some webinars and things. If you're on Facebook, and you know, I'm thinking it's been 11 weeks. It's been 11 weeks and some of these folks have filed, and I'm thinking, well, if money's really tight, maybe they can't pay their cell phone bill. Maybe they can't pay the internet bill. And the ways to get, maybe they should do the old fashioned, but just send a letter, some kind of communication, try every attempt instead of just dismissing. So those are things that we need to look forward to. And it's hard. I have to apologize this morning. It's been really tough the last little bit here, not to stay encouraged. And that's my personality. I'm kind of Pollyanna, positive kind of gal, but it's like, seems like one blow after another blow. And so my question to you is, how do you stay encouraged? Well, part of what we want to do here in the morning show is keep you encouraged, engaged, and bring solutions to the table and help you stay focused on the things that bring you good energy and good strength. And one of the things that I'm encouraged by this morning is I have in the studio with me my friend Bill Cummings. And what Bill and his organization has done is they focus on the good that's going on here in Salem and in the Willamette Valley, and they're part of the Best of Willamette Valley. And right here in my hands, I have the most beautiful magazine that describes the best of the Willamette Valley. And in the studio with me is Bill. And Bill, Thank you for bringing encouragement to me and to our listeners today.
Well, good morning. Thanks. Nice to be back again.
Yeah. So all of this work, all of this process, and here we are today. And we got an exciting day ahead of us. Talk to me
a
little bit.
Day.
Tell me what's going on.
Well, 329 businesses woke up today, winners.
Woo!
Out of 1,600.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited. Today's the day our contest reveals for 2020 the best businesses and services as voted by the people in Marin and Polk County.
So the consumers. So
the consumers, the people that make the decision to cross that threshold and pull a mask on. And I don't know how they're going to do it at the swimming pools, but
I know, right?
I guess on a high dive. Anyway,
So
we've got some great stuff. We released winners last night at midnight at bestofthewillametvalley.com. But I thought it would be fun to play a quiz with you this morning, Stacey.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'm going to kind of see who you think is the best. Now, don't open the book.
Okay.
We're going to go through some categories.
Yeah,
I see that.
Okay.
We're going to go through some categories.
Mm-hmm.
And see what you think and then see what our audience thinks. So
Okay. See
how well the audience goes. How does that sound?
Okay, we can try it. I've only been back here for, so we'll see how well I know Salem.
And if anybody wants to call in and give a guess, that's great. Now, if they can't wait to get their hands on the book,
mm-hmm.
between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., we will be officially on the steps of the Capitol. We're going to be outside, so no mask is needed.
Mm-hmm.
So stop by, and if you are a winner, stop by. You can pick up your complimentary certificate, and you can pick up copies of the magazine for yourself. We are also mailing to 10,000 households in the Marin and Polk counties. So we've got a pretty good wide distribution. And you're hearing us here on the radio, and we have some billboards up, and you see some buses running around town that the results are in. So we really want to thank all of the people that participated, that voted, and that supported this endeavor of ours. And we're really, really proud of it.
And in that time of voting, how many votes were cast for the 1,000-some businesses and 300-and-some are the winners?
We had over 70,000 votes.
Incredible.
1,600 businesses competing, and we awarded 329
the best of. Incredible.
Eat and drink, health and beauty, home and garden, motors, professional services, schools, shopping, and things to do.
Okay. And so on your website is also a link. And then there's also your Facebook page, right? The best of, I think I have that up here, the best of the Willamette Valley on Facebook as well. And so, but this book is like, it's perfect size.
Yes.
I'm going to try to verbally express what I'm looking at right here. The Best of Willamette Valley, it's like a handbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big magazine, but it's colored and vibrant.
Older than 50, it's called a Reader's Digest size.
Oh, yeah, that's
exactly.
Bigger than the Daily Bread, but
yes.
About the Reader. I had to throw that in there because that's, you know, over 50. We remember those little devotionals, right? The Daily
yes.
Bread. So the best of, and oh, look at this handsome dude on the front.
Yeah, that's the gold man.
No, it's not Bill, but it's close. Or Terry, I better throw that in there. It's our pioneer man that's up on the Capitol.
That is.
And that's quite the shot there. Yeah, he's all spiffy today. And it's full colored magazine that's featuring, and I'm not supposed to open it up yet, but I'm just thumbing through, Bill. I'm not going to cheat.
Right.
And it's featuring all in a little write up of each of the businesses. And there's two categories, right? You have gold and you have silver.
Correct.
Okay. And so how do you qualify for each category?
All voted by the public.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all voting was done online,
mm-hmm.
Whether it was from a phone, a tablet, or a desktop. And so our voting was from March 9th through March 27th,
mm-hmm.
right through the middle of the pandemic of 2020. But people supported it, came out in droves. And I want to read a little bit of what we talked about.
Go for it.
We chose the Oregon Pioneer, also known as the Gold Man statue that stands atop our state capitol building as our visual symbol this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was created by Ulrich Ellenhausen. And it stands 22 feet tall, and it was chosen to pay tribute to those who began arriving in the Willamette Valley as early as 1839.
Wow.
We think, and we think it's a fitting symbol for today's small businesses in Marion and Polk counties, because like our contestants, we too are a small business.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's ever been a time to be all in, this is the year that you got to be all in.
Yes.
So we just love people that are like us. We're small businesses. This radio station is a small business. Mm-hmm. This isn't a corporate conglomerate.
Right.
So, and you hear it time and time again. It's the small businesses. We're the backbone of the country.
Of America. Yeah. Yes. Over and over again.
I can't think of a better way to salute. So we've received some positive feedback from people that participated that says thank you for supporting local businesses, because for us it's not all about selling ads, because you could be nominated and win, you can be published in this book and never spend a dime.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do good customer service, you're going to be in the book. So.
The beautiful part about this too, and when you talk about the pioneer and the entrepreneurial spirit, is it's a risky thing. And as we're learning through the COVID right now and you know, what you can and can't do and how you're being dictated, even though you're the one who's put up the risk,
right,
you know, in every small business. So many times when you take on a small business, you are not only giving yourself a job, it's a full time and then some job that you, even when you lay your head on the pillow at night, you're still thinking about, how can I keep this thing going? How can I do it better? And these tools... things like this that get right. Community evaluation, community input helps you be better in your business.
Well, not only like when I put my head on the pillow, it's not just me that I'm taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
We have 9 lives,
right?
That depend on us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people are in business and they employ people, it's so important to support that local business. Mm-hmm. Because that's how the economy works. The shoemaker, you know, buys flour from the grocer, and the grocer mm-hmm. buys windows from the window company, and the mm-hmm. window guy buys a motorcycle from the motorcycle dealer, and mm-hmm. he buys a car from the car dealer. And so it's, you know, it's really a circle of life. I don't want to sound like a Disney movie, but
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're supporting one another, and we're helping each other and encouraging one another. Again, that's the word for today, encouragement, right?
Right?
And supporting. And what better way to be encouraged as a business owner than to open up and see that your peers, not only others that are in the field, but also your consumers, your clients, your customers have selected you
yep.
as their favorite. Yeah, that's awesome. And we're getting ready right now to go into a break here shortly. But Bill, I want to say... thank you and your team for taking the risk in your business to honor and set apart this time to honor our businesses here in the Willamette Valley. And just through COVID and everything else and the things that you have to adapt to make this still happen shows your innovation, your creativity, your marketing skills, and all of that. What a great job that you guys have done. I'm excited to be able to share in your work, in a sense. You did the hard work. I get to talk about it, right? Thank you for being here and expressing to our wonderful businesses in the area. We're going to break through and announce here pretty soon some
yep.
of the winners. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. We're talking about the best of Willamette Valley businesses, all kinds of services. We're going to get to the facts here with a quiz. I guess you're going to quiz
right,
me.
Right, like who's the best cheap eats in town?
Oh my, I better... hopefully I know something. I don't know. We'll see. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem. Good morning, Mount Angel, Turner, Silverton, Independence, Woodburn, Kaiser. Oh, I love naming all of the towns. You've been telling me where you're listening from. Thank you for sending a shout out on Facebook. And
don't forget West Salem.
And, West Salem. But wait a minute.
No. We're a Westies.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. different place.
I know, Polk County. And it used to be, when I was going to school here, you know, Salem... Kaiser was like a suburb of Salem. It wasn't its own entity, and now it is.
Sure.
It's a whole new town, so I wonder if West Salem at some point...
Well, there is a West Salem City Hall.
There is?
Yes.
See, I didn't even know
across
that.
Across the street from Annette's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, hello, West Salem. Phil's from West Salem.
I think
our engineer
signal crosses the river. I'm pretty sure.
Well, our engineer's there right now. Hello, Phil. He likes it when I give him a shout out. He
good
makes
morning,
sure that
Phil.
I sound good, and I mm-hmm. have all the buttons pushed the way it needs to be. He's amazing. So we're going through and we're looking at this best of beautiful little handbook, like a Reader's Digest size. Everybody needs one of these. I know that some of us are a little resistant, maybe a little stubborn is the word, to completely use our phone for the information that we need, right? You know, even driving around yesterday, Salem with my son and showing him around, like, this is where Mom went to high school and we lived here. And, you know, you do that. And it's the first time I've been able to share with any of my kids any of that here in Oregon. So I was excited. But I'm just winging it. I'm just driving, like, I think I need to turn here and whatever. And they're like, can't you just
I think I was
GPS?
Behind you yesterday.
You probably were. I apologize. Yeah. the GPS.
The eventual left turn. Blinker.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. And he's like, don't you just use your GPS, Mom? I'm like, well, I wouldn't even know what address to put in to, you know, I guess I could put in the school name, but we are in a different time. But some of us older, stubborn folks like still books. Like we remember the phone book. And I remember back in the day to find places, you'd open in the middle of the phone book was a map, right? To show us where to go. Well, when I go into a new area, when I move like to Arkansas from South Dakota, I would pick up things like this, the best of, the recommendations. I wouldn't go to the online stuff. I would use these. I need to open it up and read it. I still like to read the newspaper when I'm doing my report in the morning. I'm reading it, you saw me, from the newspaper.
The great thing about the online, and ours, we have online as well that matches everything. But online is really good when you're going for something specific or you're Googling.
Right.
It's like best cheap eats in Salem. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about a best of book, especially our best of book, is you can come thumb through it and think, you know, I forgot about those people, or I didn't even know we had that. So if you were hungry and you were feeling in a cheap mood, which means well-priced from my era, who do you think was voted the best place for cheap eats, for a cheap meal?
Mm.
What do you think?
As a local business?
Yeah, right here in Salem. Who do you think was voted best cheap eats?
The best cheap eats in Salem.
I'll give you a hint. Like, it's way over on the East Coast.
Oh.
That was English, but.
Like a sandwich shop.
Could be, but no.
No? Mm-mm. Like I'm
They still... toss your food way up in the air and then it falls
oh,
down.
Oh, pizza.
Yeah.
Like a pizza place.
But what pizza place?
Is it? Oh, I know forever we used to have our baseball celebrations. I don't know if it's Pietro's, potentially. I don't know pizza around here.
Could be. Pietro's is good, but Gold for cheap eats in the Willamette Valley, drum roll, is straight from New York.
Oh.
Downtown. They've got multiple locations.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that out.
And Silver is better than Mama's on Broadway.
Oh, okay. So we're talking specialty. We're talking like hand
cheap.
Tossed, but cheap. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't.
So cheap a lot
eats.
Of us are like that.
Yeah, we
you
like.
Know, the older we get, you know, there's 2-for-1 special. I'll have that one, but not pay for that one. Yeah,
I'll tell you what I used to do.
What's that?
I don't know if this is a category, but I recommend it. Best for families.
We do have family dining, I believe.
Family dining. And so I would tell, you know, when I had 5 kids, I'd say how I cook supper.
Did you say you had side kids?
5 kids.
Oh, 5 kids.
When I had 5 kids, I would say, this is how I made dinner.
Right.
Get in the mommy van. Let's go.
The mommy van.
Get in the mommy
on the
van.
Way to soccer.
Let's go.
So if you were driving them to the best burger in Marion Polk County.
Oh, man, there's so many really good
burgers. And I'll give you
burgers.
A hint. You don't have to wait 6.5 hours for it.
Oh, yeah. A Marin generic place in Kaiser.
What do you think?
I would think like something like a Nancy's or some kind of local Burgerville. I don't know. I'm not.
Well, you got one of them right.
Really? Yay.
The gold winner is Bow and Vine Burger Bar.
That's it.
And
Bow and Vine.
Delicious. If you haven't had a Bow and Vine, you got to
have. Oh, my goodness.
Man, and, you know, it's also owned by Adams, the people that own Adams Ribs.
The ribs.
So they kind of cross over a little bit on their food.
Mm-hmm.
Bow and Vine, and they have locations, I think, in Eugene and Corvallis.
Okay.
As well as downtown Salem. And then you were right. The silver winner is one of the local favorites, and she has just expanded beyond expanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's Nancy Joe.
Yeah.
Nancy Joe's Burgers. And they are a delightful burger, too. So I think, I don't know about you, but I think the public got that right.
I think they did, too. Yes. And as far as... is there like a vegan category or kind of health category in there? I don't know. I know my kids, that just came to town, they're vegan. Uh-huh. And so they've opened my mind on places to eat, specialty foods, special diets like gluten-free and things like that. I've just, my whole world has been expanded in the last 2 days that they've been in Salem area. So we've been doing some exploring about where you can go for those kinds of special treats.
I know in some markets we do that. I was just paging through. Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
Well, here's an idea,
that
right?
We did it. Yeah, there you go. So how about Mexican food? Do you like Mexican food?
I do like Mexican food. And I know that there's families that have been in this area for years and generations of Mexican food.
You know, most
food.
Mexican restaurants are like that. It's mm-hmm. family recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that there's La Hacienda. I know that the
You're good. That's La, right out of the gate.
La Harisha or Hirsch. There's another one. Then there's La Margarita.
Well, it's interesting how our voters and the audience picked. So gold was definitely La Hacienda Real. Mm-hmm. I think that's a go-to for Mexican food. Mm-hmm. I think they got that right.
Yep.
But there's another one, and I think it's it's spelled Xicha. Brewing, and you have to go across the bridge into West Salem, but wonderful food too. It's a much more different, more modern twist on Mexican food. So,
all right,
it's great.
Well, I'm excited to learn some of these, and partly, Bill, you have to remember we just moved here in February, and then the shutdown happened in March. I know. I'm looking forward to that. We're continuing through the best of. Want to remind you. Today, you can pick up your own copy at the Capitol from 11 till 6. From 2 to 4, I'll be there, so I'll look forward to seeing you as well. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you on this fine Thursday. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use. Thank you for tuning in, trusting you're having a fabulous morning. And looking at the weather forecast, oh my goodness, it's beautiful for the next few days. In fact, I keep saying if you haven't been outdoors or you're thinking about going kayaking or on a bike ride, the next few days will be the days to do it. Thursday, Friday, Saturday into the weekend, temperatures good, sunshine. Make sure you wear your sunscreen because some of us, I was standing outside a little bit yesterday and I realized, ooh, I might be getting a few. Don't know, I'm a redhead, so I have freckles. I don't tan, I freckle, and I'm like, I probably should start wearing my sunscreen every day, which isn't a bad thing anyway, right? We're in the studio with Bill Cummings, and he's with the Best of Willamette Valley, and when we talk about what's going on in the community, in our businesses, and especially celebrating business and small business, it's important that we get behind and support that. And I just want to say, for sure, you know, the radio station, being a part of the radio station, kicking off a show in the middle of COVID, I want to thank all of our advertisers, the people that advertise here, but I want to thank you, the listener. The listeners who are going to the advertisers and saying, thank you for advertising at KSLM. I enjoy the radio station. Of course, this is the oldest radio station in Salem, and it's important that we support our advertisers, and it's important that we support small business. And if you're a small business and you haven't advertised and you're interested in learning more, we'd love to assist you in that as well. And so with that, we can't do enough, Bill, in our community to get behind these businesses who have walked through it at time. It's time to look at the light, celebrate, and be encouraged. And we have lots of categories in this little book that's just come out. And again, if you're just tuning in, you haven't been listening all morning, I want to say that there's been this vote by the consumers in this area of what the best of the best is. And there's two categories, gold and silver. And so out of 1,000-plus businesses, they're down to 300 and some, right?
1,600 businesses competing, 329 businesses voted best.
I love it. So
in all of our categories.
And he's been quizzing me a little bit. And of course, you have to remember, I'm new back to Salem. Was raised here. And some of the businesses, Bill, some of the businesses that were here, even where I worked at Albertsons. That was my first job, J-O-B, you know, officially 16. Right. it's not here anymore. Trader Joe's is there where I used to work, you know. So things change over the years. So we got to get behind our businesses, our small businesses, and really encourage them. So what do you have? What else do you have for me?
So no surprise on Italian restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
Can you?
Well, I know that Geppetto's has been here for a long time.
Yeah, well, you're good. Are you sure you didn't look at them?
No, I just know. Yeah. I know in places like, they're on my list that I haven't been to again.
How about the Gambarettis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the gold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the Geppetto's.
Yes.
It's the silver.
Uh-huh.
It's good food, Italian food. I like Italian food.
I like how you're using your hands and all of that.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. All the fingers. Lunchbot. Now, if you've ever been downtown during lunch, this is one of the most popular spots. And again, the voters got it right, and that's the Wild Pear restaurant and catering.
I saw that. And what
and
about?
Then the food park is also came in as silver. So it's,
now, that's the one.
It's the one with food truck trailers.
Is that off of State?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, State and then Lancaster.
Okay.
Just east.
So that's where they have the building in the middle and the trucks are all lined up on the outside. What a great place.
And we were slated before COVID, the pandemic of 2020, we were slated to have a big celebration there today. But we have put a pin in it for next year. So we're already starting to plan for 2021.
Yes.
But Stephanie's great. If you haven't been to the food park, go on your own and carry a mask, if you will. Best new restaurant.
Okay.
And you know, this is good because I didn't even hear about these restaurants until,
I
drive by one of them every day on the way into the office. Noble Wave, which is in downtown.
Okay.
It's very south.
Okay.
Southern. So Louisiana style cooking.
Ooh, so you got a little Cajun going on, maybe a little spice.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you can eat it there or you can take it.
Okay.
To go.
Mm-hmm.
And another is where there used to be a spaghetti company is the Masonry Grill or the Masonry Grill.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's like one of my favorites.
Write that down.
Mm-hmm. So. And when you're on, is that Commercial? So you're on Commercial, the Masonry Grill, they have an outdoor fire. And there's a big parking lot there. And they have some really, a Cobb salad that's incredible.
So they were voted best new restaurants.
Okay. Congratulations to them.
So that's pizza.
Awesome.
Comes right out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Paddington's
mm-hmm.
Pizza South,
mm-hmm.
voted best pizza. And Wallery's Premium Pizza, representing West Salem.
Okay, go West Salem.
As silver as well. So, you know, and McGrath's got in there.
That's fish, right?
That's fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's the McGrath's Fish House.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we honor everybody. And so we've heard in the news lately that Robert's Crossing, from what we've heard, has decided maybe not to continue. And they won in several categories in our contest. So, you know, our tribute is to them. But what a wonderful establishment that was.
Well, and here's a backstory to that.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I lived out there past Elahi and the Elahi Golf Course in the country.
Uh-huh.
We used to walk. It used to be Robert's Country Store.
Okay.
And we would walk there. And so I was so looking forward to going there. And so we tribute them today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there is another contest in town, but they don't really get into some of the, what I like to call some of the good weeds
mm-hmm.
of, not weed, but
yeah.
We do cover that weed too. We have that as a category, but we really go and take a deep dive into medical,
mm-hmm.
health and beauty.
Right.
And so if you were going to, not that you need it, but if you were going to have any, you know, surgical enhancements done.
Oh.
Who do you think?
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Who does that? I've
seen
some
commercials. When you get to be my age, you start looking at somebody that can, you know, take the wrinkles out of your neck.
Kind of help with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know. It's just fun to live in an area that's an option, because a lot of the rural places I've lived, you'd have to go a ways, you know, to getting that kind of work done.
Well, there is a great company, a great doctor's group here in town, and it's called Neiman's Plastic Surgery.
Okay.
And they also have MedSpa.
Okay.
So they took it for MedSpa and for cosmetic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I think plastic surgery is kind of not the right name anymore.
Yeah.
And then another, you know, thing, when you got to take care of yourself good. So when you think of massage, sometimes people don't understand really massage and good massage therapy. And so hats off to Aspen Pain Clinic and West Salem Wellness Massage and Therapy. So they, you know, they took that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, just a little plug. So when you come by the Capitol today and meet us and pick up a book and have your picture taken, if you want, and you get on our social channel, you can also bring a business card or a slip of paper, because we're giving away gift certificates for Adam's Rib, for Bow and Vine, and for a photo session with Butterfly.
Oh, so you'll there's some giveaways by coming by and picking up your book.
And no cost, no obligation, no donation to nothing.
That's awesome.
Except
that's
yourself.
Just be there.
So if you were going to have a baby, where do you think the best place to have a baby would be?
Probably the hospital.
Well,
or maybe there's an alternative, kind of a midwife.
Bellevive Gentle Birth Center.
Well, look at that. That's here in Salem?
Right here on Jerusalem Hill
Road. I had no idea.
In Salem.
I think, you know, I've had two of my births out of all my kids were with midwives. So I think that would be an awesome, maybe the doctor's there. That's great. Congratulations to
And then Salem Family, Salem Health Family Birth Center.
Okay.
Was also a
Salem
Health.
Yeah.
Right. A winner.
Which is the hospital's name.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So there's all sorts of, I mean, you get into it. We've got tanning
salons.
How about
working out? Is there like a fitness center? Because my fitness center is now open. Well, I'm excited about that, but I haven't been there yet.
So we do have, we have weight loss centers. We have, what was it?
My fitness center, Planet Fitness, are they located in the book?
Let's see.
See if they're gold or silver. They're my favorite.
Gym and fitness center. And yes.
Okay.
Planet Fitness.
Woohoo, good job.
Award is silver.
Go South Salem.
And congratulations to West Coast Strength.
Oh. Oh, that sounds like a neat place.
Local company.
Okay.
On Moyer Lane in Salem.
And we have to remind you, listeners, that we have all of these are who you've nominated. You've voted as the best of Salem.
Right.
So what we might have a perception based on what we see on advertisement, not necessarily a case, right?
Correct.
So, yeah.
Home care hospice we cover. Med spa. Managed care, physical therapy, you name it.
How about consignment or resell or anything like that? Because, you know, that's something of interest in mine. I'd like to know where the consignment shops are, the resell shops. And, of course, I have my favorite. I've been helping out my friend that in downtown. She has a resell shop. Her name's Rebecca. I hope she's listening. Hello, Rebecca. She has the trunk downtown. Any chance that she'd be in there?
Well, let's see. We have What do you think she would be? She's a consignment
She's
store?
Like a resale consignment.
So we have a pretty detailed shopping section that really gets, again, gets into the good weed.
Yeah.
I got to change
your little thing there,
yes. I think we just saw that, the trunk.
So let's look.
So a consignment thrift store is Across the Street Vintage and Resale and Mother Goose Resale.
Okay, so under women's clothing.
Women's clothing.
Women's clothing, the best of 2020 winner gold is the trunk.
There you go.
Woohoo! Yay! Congratulations to my friend Rebecca. And it's neat because you give a little description.
Yep.
I'm just going to read this real quick. Just because clothing was worn previously does not mean it cannot look fabulous on someone else, especially at a great price. The trunk is a woman's resale boutique offering a carefully curated selection of clothing for women of all sizes. The boutique has a designer apparel, shoes, jewelry, accessories with ever-changing inventory. That's exciting. And the neat thing about the trunk that I've experienced is Rebecca will help you shop.
Right, and see, so she's probably no more for women's clothing as much as a consignment store.
That's incredible. Congratulations going out. We're listening, and you're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio.
I'm listening to
you're
it right
listening
now.
To, and we're talking about the best of Willamette Valley. We'll be back after this. Thanks for tuning in.
Good morning.
Good morning to you together on this wonderful Thursday. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. It's 7:50 in the morning. currently 56 degrees here at the KSLM studios, getting warm up to 81 today. I want to remind you to put that sunscreen on, partly cloudy sky, and it'll be a great day to take a walk or a stroll through the neighborhood and enjoy the fresh air, right? And maybe you're working out in your yard and you're redoing your patio or whatever you're doing. You have some stuff laying around. You're not sure where to take it. Let me remind you, our good friends at Clayton Ward Recycling is accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, and gravel. They're also accepting cardboard, newspaper, and office paper. There may be some charges, but most things, there's no charge. There's no waiting. Easy unloading. Fast and friendly service. Family owned and operated for 50 years. Clayton Ward Recycling off Mainline Drive in Kaiser. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, 7 to 3 on Saturday. Give them a call, 503-393-8700. And as we talk about the best of the Willamette Valley, this is a really good link to the website. We put it on our Facebook page. There's also a Facebook page of theirs that you can follow, and you have it at the palm of your hand, but also this wonderful new magazine that just came out. It's really a resource guide of all the best ofs, all the gold and silver winners here in the Willamette Valley. And it's a great thing to have. And I'd say, you know, if you have a business or an office where you have people sitting in a waiting room area, you know, it'd be a beautiful table magazine to have out for people, for your people waiting. A great resource to have in your car as you go into, because it hits other communities, right? We've got Silverton and Polk County areas of businesses and things. So it's not just Salem or West Salem, right? It's other areas.
Silverton, Dallas, mm-hmm. Staten.
Kaiser, too.
Kaiser, sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All of Marion and Polk County. So
fantastic. So it's a good resource.
Right. And, you know, we kind of have our own. Are you familiar with the, I can't remember what network it's on, but Pawn Stars?
Oh, absolutely. That's something that I like to watch, because that reselling and flipping thing that I like to do with things and stuff, repurpose, reuse. I'm curious with that. My friends, we've had them on the air.
Nominated and voted best by the
drum roll.
All the people in Salem, Marion, and Polk County. Salem, mm-hmm. not a county. Capital Pawn.
Congratulations. Adam and
voted
Beth.
Voted best pawn shop.
Yes.
Yep. And they're not only in Salem, but they're also in McMinnville, Albany, and Beaverton.
Yes. So, and they're expanding. And of course, we're keeping them in our thoughts and prayers, because their store on Commercial here just went through a fire.
Right.
You may not know that. And so the last week or so has been, they're hoping to come on the air next week. We're going to schedule them in just an update or whatever. But by far, and an experience when you go into their shop.
They are following a trend that we saw a couple of years ago start up in Las Vegas, because
mm-hmm.
We do Best of Las Vegas as well. And that is a designer handbags, mm-hmm. designer jewelry. So it's not just, you know, your dad's old electric guitar that he needs $20 for.
Yes.
Pawning is a whole new genre. So,
and it is really, as they've explained when they come on, it's kind of a they have a place in the financial world. You know, they really do. And for me, this headset that I'm wearing, mine had, after 7.5 years, the other pair of Bose headset that I had, mm-hmm. it passed away, used up. I went to Capital Pawn and they assisted, and I have this wonderful new pair that
go.
I'm wearing from them. So
what's old is new again.
Yes, right? It works.
Absolutely. The other thing is, I think this is one of the most supportive communities mm-hmm. in all of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one organization that people love to support, and because we have a things to do category, and that is Marion Polk Food Share.
The nonprofit category, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Annual event. They do a mm-hmm. chef's night out that was voted best, as was the Mount Angel Oktoberfest. But just a charity event, voted one of the best charity events in mm-hmm. town. So it's worth looking at. And then, of course, place to volunteer is mm-hmm. another. So we, again, you know, it's the whole gamut that we look at. It
mm-hmm.
is community. It takes a village, right?
Yes.
It takes all the innkeepers and storekeepers in the village to keep the lights on. And you know what else takes a village is schools. And
yes.
we go through the schools, and that's surprisingly one of the most competitive categories.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations to do you have? You probably don't have school.
Well,
kids.
Well, I not anymore, and I know that there's some really good public schools and private schools
and
in Salem
schools.
And charter schools.
Right.
And so I am guessing, I haven't, I'm
so
guessing.
So charter school.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know charter, but I know.
Wings of an Eagle. Eagle Charter School.
Oh, good for them.
Well, that's not Wings of the Eagle, but and Bethany Charter School.
Fantastic.
In Silverton. So Silverton and Salem. How about Best Elementary School?
I am going to say.
This is all of the elementary schools now.
Mm-hmm, I'm guessing it's probably a private school, maybe the Academy.
It is.
Is it
it's Salem
Academy.
Academy. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. They took gold. And Willamette Valley Christian School.
Okay, good.
Also, how about high school?
I am thinking.
All high schools.
I am guessing, just because we've had Kevin Mannix on the air a couple times, and he helped start
launch. Junior high as a category and high school
are the same.
Middle school. Well, they're two different categories, but they're the
winners,
same winners.
The same.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Blanchett Catholic School System.
Ding, ding, ding,
oh,
ding, 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 ding. You're
good
a winner.
For them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Followed by Salem Academy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So wonderful. And we have such wonderful education here. And we, you know, we talk about private schools and preschools. A Little Dreamers Child Care Center is a wonderful place, voted. I don't, you know, for me, I don't have to choose childcare. I don't have a child that age. So,
But again, here's an illustration.
Mm-hmm.
You run into somebody or someone you haven't seen in a while and they've got grandchildren or they're needing to find. And who, Bill, you're from the area. Who do you know? You pull up your book and say, look, here's the best of.
I don't know, but here.
Yes.
These people know.
What a great resource.
Absolutely.
When I travel in a new area, a lot of times in the motel rooms, they'll have like these kinds of materials, visitor guides and best of. And that's what I go to for reviews and where to. And even Terry, he likes to get on his phone and look at reviews.
Right.
And see what others say.
Thank you for mentioning that, because we have, not only do we have the voted for the big contest, but all year when you go and try and engage with our winners, and we really encourage you to do that, go to bestofthewillamettevalley.com and you can, we have a, what we call our Red Star rating system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of Yelpish, but even better because
local.
It's local.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see what the local folks are talking about. And you can, year round, you can go in and that's separate from the contest.
Okay.
Again, it doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. It just, and there you can sign up for alerts when people say, you know, I got a special on pancakes or whatever that.
And the technology is ever evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard of this. I don't know what you know of it. You guys tend to, you help with marketing and websites and all of those things too, is one of the things I know that your company does.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're moving into an area and you have that on, it'll say, in your area, as you're driving, these restaurants or visit these. It's like an advertising based on where you're located. What is that called? Mapping or?
Geofencing and geotargeting, right? So when you cross over into a street.
Yep.
We can help you with that, or, I mean, but we'd be happy to help people with that.
I just think it's incredible where we're coming and where we're going to technology-wise. Again, tell people where we're going to be today.
We're going to be on the steps of the Capitol in downtown Salem from 11 until 6, and we have, if you're a winner, come out, pick up your certificates, have your picture snapped. We'll put it on Facebook and social media. You'll get your 25 copies of the magazine. And if you're looking for a magazine, you can come out today and pick one up. Watch for it in your mailbox. Or most of our winners will have copies of the magazine.
Congratulations going out to our winners. I'll be down from 2 to 4 today at the Capitol steps saying hi to you.
She's
and celebrating.
The redhead.
Yes. And I get a t-shirt. I'm excited about that. We're having fun this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day, my friends. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Bill, for hanging out with me today.
Thanks.
We'll see you this afternoon. And don't forget, friends, over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, be encouraged. Remember, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.